Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has ventured further down the coast in Kent. Of course, we were in Whitstable for the past 2 days searching for good coffees. Didn't find any, but found a roaster. But now in Margate, we walk down the high street because we got wind of a coffee shop. Yesterday it was closed, but today it is open. It's called The Proper Coffee. And I'm here with Violet, who is the owner of the shop and moved to Margate a while ago, is into coffee, came from London, was managing a coffee shop in London, I think in Camden, you said?
That's right, yeah.
And now we've got people coming in, but we're just going to continue talking for a little bit because her partner here is going to pull the shots for her. But what was really refreshing, Violet, was that peeping our head through, we saw La Mazzocco, which is always a good sign. And tell us a little bit about how long you've been here, what coffee you're using, and a bit of the setup, because it's actually, let me just describe, you come in, it's a little corridor with quirky little rooms in the background, and it's all newly refurbished, you've got art on the wall, and tell us a little bit about how you all started.
Well, we've been open for 4 months now. We got here in December to a completely derelict building. We've done everything ourselves, and my main aim was to produce a cozy environment that people want to spend a bit of time, want to have some good coffee. We use Union Revelation Blends coffee, and we find that people just love it. It's rich, it's chocolatey, and people love it.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about Margate. Why did you move to Margate?
Well, originally we were interested because of a very good offer we were given, but when we delved more into what Margate has to offer, it was too good an opportunity to miss.
So what does Margate have to offer?
There's a really big art scene happening here. It's exciting, it's new, it's fresh, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
Great, okay. Let me just describe you. You're actually quite young. You're in your 20s, is that right? You're in your 20s. Now you're doing this with a business partner.
Yeah.
And coffee, why coffee?
Well, I'm a baker by trade. I studied that in London, and I got a job in a coffee shop in Camden as a baker. But I learned about coffee. I actually didn't like coffee before that, and I learned about coffee and started to love it and decided that this was a way that I could bake and just enjoy spending time with people.
Mm-hmm. I must say, I've had a scone. It was delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. It's huge. It's really delicious. And you've got other things as well. What else do you do then?
We've got pastries, muffins, cakes. The thing that people love is our white chocolate and raspberry blondies, which is like a brownie, but with white chocolate.
Okay.
And that's sort of like everyone loves that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you told me you live above the shop. Is that where you do all your cooking?
No, we've got a kitchen out the back.
Okay.
We've got fully new kitchen that we put in, so it's great to be able to just...
Now you're on the high street, and the high street in Margate, let's face it, needs a bit of a facelift. You are part
happening.
Of that?
Yeah, we're part of it, and it's happening every time, every few months you go out and there's something new there.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the council, are they supporting new little businesses like that?
Not especially. We don't really get much help. Everything that's happening is from private money, private investment. But it's encouraging, what's happening. New hotel, new restaurants. Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. So do you see it as a bit of a risk, or are you really fully optimistic that you're part of that regeneration?
Of course there's a risk. There's definitely a risk. But I think you can't come here and see that it's not happening. We're part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you given yourself kind of a timeline, or are you just in for it for the long run?
Yeah, we want to be in for it for the long run. Who knows what's going to happen, but I can see that it's going to work. In a few years' time, this high street's going to be unrecognisable, for sure.
Okay, and you'll still be here?
I hope so.
Right. What are your main clients at the moment? Because you were saying you sometimes fall a bit on deaf ears when it comes to, that they really appreciate coffee.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people have moved down from London already that were looking for somewhere like this, and there's a couple of other places that are similar to us that they go to different places in different times of the week. We have a lot of people that work in offices that come here in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the tourists in the summer as well.
Yeah. Now, we're here on a Saturday, and you're telling me that Saturday is your least busiest day.
Strangely, I've never worked in a place where it's quiet on a Saturday, but it is here.
And you close on a Sunday?
We do at the moment,
at the moment. You need a day off,
do you?
Well, listen, Violet, really, congratulations. And tell us a little bit also about the art that you are exhibiting in your shop.
Local artists he's a graphic designer.
Yep.
But he also does pastels, paintings, and we also have a jeweler as well who's
couple.
They are.
So what's the names?
It's Bob Banks and Carol Banks, who does the jewelry.
Yeah.
And it's all for sale, but it's all beautiful as well.
Yeah. And do you sell some?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, if you come down to Margate, if you want to explore the Kent coast and you like coffee, I think proper coffee
come to
is a destination.
Coffee house.
Yeah. That's right. Well, thanks, Violet,
and
good luck with everything.
Thank you.